Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello everyone, my name is Madeline and I take you today into my kitchen. I'm proud of the kitchen. The kitchen is at the heart of what I do. I love cooking and today I'm cooking a potato, peas and paneer, so cheese curry for you and with you. You can serve that curry with rice or with chapatis. In this case, it's a Monday night here today that I'm recording this. I don't want to make chapatis from scratch, so I'm actually buying the already prepared takeaway chapatis from any supermarket. You can either get them from Shaw or from Dina's or any other company that you crave. Now, what do you need to make this curry? Now, I should assume it has to be for 3 or 4 people or maybe 2 people eating it twice. So you will need either 1 kilo of baby potatoes. I love them because they give the curry a quite nice taste. And you need 1 piece of paneer. 1 piece of paneer equals roughly about 200 grams. You need about 2 onions and about 4 little bits of garlic and a bit of ginger, I would say about the size of a thumb, and 1 green chili. You need a bit of oil to heat, 4 tomatoes, enough peas. Now, I leave this up to you because some of you like it with many peas and some of you like it with less peas. Please put them into your taste. Now, in the region of spices, I made my own garam masala. So I use about 3 teaspoons, they're the little spoons, of garam masala. I use 1/2 teaspoon red chili powder. I use 1 teaspoon turmeric or haldi, and I use a few bits of dry fennel to actually put into my oil when I preheat this. But we are going through those steps step by step as we go along. First of all, please take your onions and your garlic and peel them accordingly, and then you can put them into a chopper that will actually chop it very, very fine. I use a Thermomix. I'm a great fan of a Thermomix. I know they're expensive, but they do what I want. And in this case, you can hear how I'm going to chop this. Job done. I don't have to stand here for 1/2 hour and to chop my different onions and garlic because the Thermomix just does it in a couple of seconds. Then I'm going to add oil into the pot. For today, I'm using an Instant Pot Duo Crisp. I'm a great fan of Instant Pot Duo Crisps. I used to cook on a gas stove until I found out how easy it is to cook a curry in the Instant Pot. And because I have to work this afternoon, and I want my family to come home to a lovely dinner, I actually just put it into the pot, do what I have to do, and then it will start to cook. So I put the setting onto saute, which is the second button on your settings on the first row, and I press the play button, and I press the start button. The oil is heating up. Into the oil, I'm adding, I would say, 2-3 pinches full of dried fennel, and I wait for the fennel to heat in the oil. You can take a spoon. Because it's the Instant Pot, I like using a spoon that's not scratching the pot. So for me, it is a silicone spoon that I bought, and I'm stirring the fennel. You can possibly hear that. That's the fennel frying in the pot. And you will smell when the aroma of the fennel is wafting through this kitchen, and it's quite nice. So you give it a couple of seconds to do that, and then you are ready to start pouring in your onions and garlic mixture. Now, if you don't like mixing onions and garlic, you can, of course, start to fry them separately. I did that for a long time and I kind of feel there's no difference in taste when you fry them together. So I thought, why do I do this separately? It just takes time and hassle. The onion and garlic mixture feels like a pie in my example that I'm doing today. Now, if you don't have an electric chopper and you chop it by hand, I hope you don't, but because it takes long, then obviously you might have little pieces. And it takes a little while to empty the Thermomix into the instant pot. But you can hear it starting to do its magic. And I'm stirring it so that nothing will burn onto the edge or just on the bottom of the instant pot. Right, back, carrying on preparing. I've got one fresh green chili. Actually, I'm cheating because I froze my green chilies when I bought them from the store. And it's amazing to see how wonderful you can use this, because green chilies, if you buy them, they go off quite quickly, fresh ones. And if you don't feel like having a curry or green chilies every day, then you might just find that they go off. Now, when you freeze them and you then defrost them, that gives the chili a slightly weird texture when you touch it. However, that shouldn't be such an issue because, well, you use it for the curry and if you're cooking a pot, and it will be all lovely later on. So don't be hesitant if you feel that it has a weird texture. Now, you put your tomatoes and your one chili and your ginger. Again, I use fresh ginger. You can get frozen ginger into the Thermomix. Put the lid on and then you mix it. Make sure your ginger is lovely mixed and grated, because what you don't want is to mix it too quickly and to have a big piece of ginger in your curry. That would be A, very horrible for the curry taste because you would lack it, and B, it would be horrible if you have to bite into this big piece of ginger. So don't do that. Make sure it's blended correctly. I'm stirring my onion, garlic, oil, fennel paste at the moment. I can tell you, I was given this recipe by my ex-mother-in-law from North India, so I'm not taking this out of any recipe book or things like that. I'm actually doing it the way I've been taught by my master. I'm adding my garam masala. You can get very lovely recipes of making your own garam masala, or you can buy garam masala from the shops. A very nice mixture of different spices coming together. It's quite nice, and your kitchen is going to smell nice, like North Indian cuisine. And you stir it so that you avoid other spices to burn on the bottom of your pot. That would be horrible if your mixture would now stick to the base. And I take my turmeric. Turmeric is very healthy. I actually put my spices in spice jars that I bought off IKEA. You don't need to do the same, but I'm just telling you what I do. And I braille my jars so that it's very easy for me to find the correct spices quickly when I'm cooking. In my case, because I am a braille user, I didn't use a pen friend because it's just one of those items I would now have to take in my hand to find the different labels on my different jars. Be aware when you use turmeric colors or stains, so don't touch anything whilst you might have turmeric on your hands. Now I take red chili powder. Yeah, I mean, half a teaspoon is plenty, and that would be right. You don't want it very spicy, and play around, you know, mix and play around with the spices as you see fit, because what I might be too spicy for you or it might be too mild. And I just recognize, I forgot to tell you in the beginning of my recipe that you need salt. Oh dear. But you do need salt. Very important, otherwise you might think, well, okay, it might be spicy, but it's far too bland. There's no salt in it, so put some salt in it according to your taste. And always stir your mixture. And by now, it smells very lovely, like a curry-based mixture with our tomatoes. It's time for the tomatoes now. The tomatoes, the chili, and the ginger are waiting in my Thermomix or in your little chopper. Always be aware, it might have some stuck to the lid. Don't waste it, use it. You can just put it into your pan or into your Instant Pot. Obviously this also works on a gas or in an electric stove. If you want to do that, I would highly recommend you use a pressure cooker. I did that for many years until I bought myself the Instant Pot. Since then I use the Instant Pot because I feel pressure cookers are slightly more dangerous. You heard that? That wasn't anything but my tomatoes and my mixture. Make sure you stir your pot nicely. You don't want anything to stick on the base and for your pot later on to cry because it's not cooking your food and it gives you that burnt goods message. You don't want that. For the Thermomix, make sure you've got everything out of the Thermomix because again, you do not want to waste your food. Here I am chopping my potatoes. I use baby potatoes. If they are a little bit smaller, then I cut them in the middle and then I cut the half into two so that I have basically a quarter of potato that I put in at once. If they are big potatoes, then obviously you have to peel it and you have to put them into tiny dices or dice-sized bites. Obviously, because the recording would be too long, I stopped for a little bit and I carried on cutting all my potatoes. I feed a family of five, so I have to work around different measurements. And I had to pour in water into my curry mixture because it was splashing quite a lot and I don't want my whole kitchen to be full of tomato bits. So I had to do that, but please use about a liter of water. Paneer comes in tiny 200 gram packages. You can get them bigger if you do. Remember, you will need about 200 grams. It should be a rectangular shape. I cut it once from left to right and then I cut small slices all the way through, so that you have nice, thin, bite-sized paneer pieces. Don't make them too thick because you want for the paneer to get the taste of the curry. Add them into the pot as you see fit. You can either do that when you're finished with chopping the paneer or you can do it bit by bit. Make sure you added everything. That's what I'm doing at the moment. Then I stop my saute program. Hold the button in to stop it. When it bleeps, it stopped. I stir it one more time so that everything is stirred correctly. The curry is mixing nicely with the potatoes. Now it's time to add my peas. I would recommend to use around 500 grams, maybe a bit less, depending on how you like it, really, of peas. And I need some more water, okay? What you will find is that this is a rather watery curry. You don't want it to be too dry. Make sure the water is covering your potatoes. paneer, peas and curry mixture. And well, I don't know about you, but my pot is full. The biggest pots are obviously used a bit more than what I told you I did. Otherwise my kids would cry if they don't get enough food. And now it's time for the lid to be put onto the pots. And then you set the pot on pressure cook, which is button one in the first row. Press the start button. And let the pot do its magic. After you have selected pressure cook, the instant pot is going to cook it for 35 minutes. If you feel you don't want it to cook for 35 minutes, or you have a smaller amount and you possibly want it to be less cooked, please just switch your timings to maybe 30 minutes or 25 minutes. But as we deal with potato pieces here, you really need half an hour for them to be in the pressure cooker. Okay, here we are again. Now, I love to cook my food a few hours before consuming it, especially when I cook curries, because the vegetable or the meat that I cook has time to actually infuse with the spices that I use. So I have waited a few hours now, and I've actually waited so long that there is no pressure anymore in my instant pot, and the curry turned out absolutely lovely. I've checked. Now what we need to do is make rice to go with it and raita, and that's why we are here today. For the rice, please do only use the rice as you feel, you know, you're eating it. There's no perfect measurement that you can use. I just sort of go by feel as well. Actually, I've got my little jar that I use, and I know this and this much will add up to a nice portion for us. You can also, if you want to, buy rice in cooking bags or pre-cooked rice. Please check the supermarket shelves. Now for today, I am actually making a rice, and the rice that I make, you can only make with loose rice, because in the end, when we are done, you will hear there'll be no water anymore in the pot, and it's sort of completely steamed into the rice, and the rice is tasting, it's gorgeous. So in the pan, I add a bit of oil, a nice healthy sip, so that you have enough to fry the cumin. Again, please remember, do it as you like the taste, because it might be that you don't like cumin, or in my case, I love cumin, so I always don't mind for a bit to get into it. Then again, it depends if you wanted to add more spices here. I put a bit of cumin in between my thumb and my other fingers. You can use spoons. I use about 2 pinches full. That's more than enough for what you need. Again, I'm going by 2 to 3 portions. Again, I have my cumin in one of those little jars, a small one this time, with a braille label so that I'm easily finding it. Now I'm looking for a tiny wooden spoon, because I feel it helps when I'm actually separating the rice. And if you are brave enough, make sure you stir the cumin in the oil. That way we have 2 things. We can make sure the oil is nice and hot, but you can hear that anyway, and you can smell it. But also the cumin gets shifted in the pan. I have measured the rice that I need, but again, I would say measure 2 cups. 2 300 ml cups will be plenty. It's entirely up to you whether you want to stop the pan before putting it in, or whether you are brave enough and you are actually able to put it in whilst it is cooking. You can stop the pan, put the rice in and start it again if you feel this works easier. So here you've got the rice frying in the oil and the cumin. Right, and I have a jar that sort of equals around 600 ml of water that I'm now adding. Don't be scared. Into the rice. Now I warn you, for those of you that are scared of heat, you can turn off the stove, add the water peacefully, and then when you are thinking it's everything is in, you can switch on the stove again and your water will simmer in the rice. Now, I like it a tiny bit salty, so I have added a bit more salt into the rice. Again, use maybe 2 or 3 pinches. Now, I was doing this here on rather much heat, stirring the rice again just before I let it go. But now I'm covering the rice with a lid and I turn the heat down. Now, if you work with clock sort of description, I turn it down to 6. So it gives it sort of almost half its heat. All right, time for the raita. Raita is an Indian yogurt with cucumber and spices. You can either cheat and use black pepper and salt and a tiny pinch of masala. And if you are experienced and you think, oh, I like the sound of it, I'll do it again, you could buy yourself a tiny package of raita masala. Now, there isn't one company that does it. There are quite a few companies that do it. The package looks like, well, it's a tiny square package that you just have powder in it. And for each portion, you will need about 1 to 2 teaspoons of spices according to taste. Now, I'm going to get the cucumber from the depth of my fridge. Again, I would say it depends whether you have a big cucumber or a small cucumber. I have a quite big cucumber today, so I'm using around half. Bear in mind, actually, raita is something you like to do raita fresh every day. So I don't like to make my raita for tomorrow, for example. So it depends what sort of grater you have. You can get it at Lakeland, or you can order it on Amazon. It has different corners, and every corner grates either finely or quite bigger pieces. For raita, I like to use the bigger pieces because I want to feel I'm eating cucumber. Now, my grater and my knife and a little bowl that I will use in the end to put in my yogurt and my cucumber. If you want to invite someone, you can use any bowl. Here we are now, and I'm grating my cucumber, my half cucumber, and you can gather the grated pieces either on a plate or on one of those chopping boards that allows you to fold the edges into the middle so that you've got a nice place in the middle to actually have your cucumber and maybe a tiny bit of excess juice. Be mindful as you come to the end of a cucumber that you put your hand far away from the grater, because sometimes you grate and you might chop a little bit of skin. It's not nice, and it's definitely painful. There you go, you end up with your cucumber grated. And with a bit of luck, if you have a grater like me, be mindful on the front of the grater where you were grating, there will be a lot of excess cucumber that needs swiping into your bowl. You need to use your hands. It's very much getting your hands messy, I'm afraid. And then afterwards, just wash it. And a lot of cucumber is on your tray. And you can just do what I said. Fold up the edges so that no juice will spill. And then hold your tray over your bowl. And again, use your hands or a spoon if you don't feel comfortable to touch this, to move this into your bowl. Actually, in this case, it might be better to use a spoon or a knife to make sure all the cucumber is actually off your tray. Right. I like to do this sort of jobs next to or near my sink. I have my kitchen in such a way that I have space next to my sink on the left, because I need that worktop and I need space. If anything happens or I have a mishap and spill something, then I can actually just quickly wipe it and clean it. Now you get yourself a small spoon, because you need to transfer the yogurt into the bowl and you need to add the right spices. I use 500 ml of organic Yong Valley yogurt. You don't need to use that, you can use any yogurt. And I use some raita masala. You can get raita masala in any Indian store, and actually some supermarkets might have it as well. It's not expensive, and again, you can cheat using black pepper and salt. That isn't the problem. If you do, however, have raita masala, remember what I said, you use 2 spoons of it. You don't need to add anything else, because raita masala consists of everything you need. Sometimes a bit hard to get it out of the packaging, but oh, you should be quite fine. Don't use too much, because it is, at the very end, it is, you know, with black pepper and things like that. And especially if you have children to feed, they might not like the excess on spices. Pouring out the yogurt from the beaker, use a spoon to get it all out of the beaker, because even if you pour it, it might not pour everything. I have a technique where I go with my spoon across each edge and I just go in as far as it gets and clean the edge completely, so that I can be sure I use all of my yogurt content. I don't want to throw some yogurt away that I could have used for the raita. Right, that's me done. In my little bowl, I have cucumber, spices, and yogurt. All that's left for you to do is to give it a good stir, because you want it all mixed. Don't use more cucumber, because otherwise you've got the situation where the yogurt is too thin. However, if you feel it's too thick, right, it needs to be quite thin in consistency, don't worry. You know, some Greek yogurt especially can be quite thick. And then you might want to just add a tiny zip of milk, but be mindful that it's tiny. Right, that's the raita done for tonight. A small tip, raita I always do just before dinner, because I just feel I like it fresh. I like it when it's not sort of sitting there for a day or two, because it, especially with cucumber, I had the feeling it changes the taste a bit, but it's my feeling and it doesn't need to be yours. It's completely your taste. Now, I'm quite excited what's happening with the rice. I've left it there quite a while ago, so I'm going to use my wooden spoon. I'm going to open the lid of my pot. I'm going to check. And it is ready. So you want to have nothing stuck to the bottom, and a nice rice in the pot without any excess water swimming around. If you feel you've got that, you have achieved a lovely Indian meal. The chapatis, it's entirely your choice. Either you put them into the microwave or you heat them up on something we call a tawa, which is a chapati iron. They're a bit hard to use, I would say, and I'm explaining that in a separate podcast at some stage. Warm your chapati up in a muslin cloth or muslin square. That would be the best thing because it keeps moist. And just warm it up for maybe 10, 15 seconds. Do it according to taste. You would like to end up with a really soft piece of bread and then enjoy it with your food. Again, you can use a chapati iron or a tawa. And using that, you just need to put it on the iron every side for about 10 seconds, a couple of times. But I'm going to explain this in a separate podcast. I think here this is long enough, more than long enough, really. I hope you enjoyed it, and I wish you a lovely Indian year. Take care, and hopefully see you soon. Bye-bye.